This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DAHLIA. D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So when I went to high school, college, and medical school, I didn't do pot. Right? Was I a nerd? Yeah. Was I being really scholastic? Yeah. But I think a few reasons why I didn't do marijuana. One is I didn't have the money. And you had to buy it. It cost money. And I was putting myself through school, waiting tables during medical school. I had other things to spend my money on. Alcohol was expensive enough. And, you know, for the girls that would get a lot of dates and guys would be always buying them drinks, I wasn't one of those girls. So people really were, I would have to buy my own dinner. I'd have to take myself to the movies. Even if I did have a date, somebody would be like, Dutch it, right? Because I wasn't going to sleep with them. So why are they going to, that? It just, nobody just showered me with money. So I had to be pretty frugal and spend money on things that I wanted to get for myself. Okay? I'm good. And I'm proud of myself for doing that. Made some good decisions there. But the other reason why I didn't do marijuana is because I didn't want to like it. I was afraid that if I started it and I liked it, I would become hooked. Now, a lot of people said, oh, no, no, it's fine. It's not going to do that. Just try it. And I'm like, I don't want to try it. Because maybe in the 80s, you know, when I grew up in the 80s, it was, well, if you try it once, you know. I mean, how many of us like champagne, wine, pina coladas? All I had was one. Now, you offer me a pina colada or a strawberry daiquiri or a rum and coke or a tequila sunrise, you know? Yes. So, no. Somebody offered me a joint. I said no. And when I did finally try it, I don't think I have the cannabinoid receptors or whatever. It didn't feel anything, didn't do anything. So I don't, maybe just for me, I'm not as attracted to it. But I think you do have a lot of virgins, marijuana virgins out there, that can be swayed. And once they get that taste, I keep thinking of that, you know, Simpsons episode where Barney and Homer were sharing a dorm, and Barney was like Mensa, straight-A student and all that. You know, Homer talked him into finally drinking Duff beer, and then all of a sudden Barney kind of turns into, you know, then later the town drunk. So I just always felt like that would happen to me, and you know, there's maybe some people out there that feel once they start, they won't be able to stop. But then you have other individuals that they'll use it just as they need it, to help them sleep, to help them, you know, deal with some stress, to have fun, who knows, all right? So to each their own, I'm not, whatever, you know, floats your boat. Well, Washington State, and I don't know how desperate they are, but they are now going to give away free joints for those of you that finally decide to get your COVID vaccine and you do it in one of the state-licensed cannabis facilities. You won't get an edible, you won't get a bong, but they're going to hand you a joint. Now, from a public health perspective, I find that a little hypocritical. I mean, I believe marijuana may have medicinal applications, which is why I voted to legalize it. And I want it studied. But I do not believe that if you are, in the name of public health, right, wanting to get people to get vaccinated, you should be passing out things that they should smoke. I just don't see how that's healthy. In fact, there has been some risk factors associated with marijuana. Now, one joint shouldn't necessarily cause a slew of risk factors, but there have been links to heart attacks and strokes with marijuana. So if you're giving a vaccine, and the vaccine has been very rarely implicated in a myocarditis, or some people collapsing and we're not sure why, do you really want to give marijuana that could cause vasoconstriction of the coronary arteries? Now, I know some of you are saying, Dr. Dahlia, you're being totally square. You're over, you know, reading this. It's just a joint. Well, you know what? If I was in my 20s and with my thinking and I went to get the shot and somebody handed it to me that's free, okay, because I didn't spend money on it, right? Who knows? Maybe I would try it. And once you try it, if it does work for you, now you're a believer. So I don't know if I would pass out a gateway drug, which they call marijuana. Many people on marijuana may smoke tobacco, may drink alcohol, may use other drugs. Some don't, but some do. But marijuana is still considered a gateway drug. I don't know if I would pass out gateway drugs to young adults. While in the name of public health. So a few things I'm thinking about. Number one is there's money. And these are state-run cannabis clinics where people can buy marijuana. So if it's driving in traffic, it brings money to the state. The other thing I'm thinking is there's desperation that the shots are going to expire, or the state is under a lot of pressure that if they don't use them, you lose them. So we're going to start seeing all these giveaways. I think in Nevada there's going to be a raffle. California gave away money. So now it's all about the giveaways to get people to use the shots. And I said probably an easier way to solve that is to just say, guys, it's free now, and then after July 1, not free. So if you're thinking about getting the shot, get it now while it's free. If not, you might have to pay for it because we're going to have to give them away. And if you want it, then buy it. So even though I am a fan of incentives in terms of tax rebates and tax incentives, I don't think I like the fact that they're giving away a gateway drug. That just doesn't make sense. And I understand some places give away a free beer and things like that, and you know, beer is an acquired taste, so I really don't think the average 21-year-old is going to, you know, like, oh, wow, this beer tastes good. But marijuana, so even though you have to be 21, I think there's a lot of people out there that really wouldn't do drugs, and now they might consider it. So I don't know. I just think it's a bad move. That's just me. 1-877-DAFALI.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So remember in May, there was a horrible road rage incident on the 55 in Orange County, California. And a little boy, Aiden Leos, was shot in the abdomen and died because of some sort of road rage issue that occurred between his mom and a couple. And the couple, I guess the male of the couple, fired into the car. Bullets struck and hit the boy. Well, there was a manhunt for weeks. And they finally arrested Marcus Anthony Ayres, 24 years old, and girlfriend Wynn Lee. They were set to be arraigned on Tuesday, but the hearing was pushed back to June 18th. Provisional bail set for Ayres is at $2 million.
judge set bail for Lee at $500,000. Now, Marcus Anthony Harris, is charged with murder. And Lee is, I believe, charged with accessory after the fact and carrying illegal firearm. Now, apparently, Harris's lawyer tried to ban the hearing from being streamed on YouTube because of fears of the murderer's safety and getting a fair hearing, and like what happened with George Floyd, and it was declined. And if convicted, Harris faces 40 years of life to life in prison. Lee could be sentenced to 3 years in state prison and a year in county jail. So apparently investigators were able to track down the suspects using surveillance and dash cam images of the vehicle. A Volkswagen Golf Sport Wagon belonging to the suspects was non-tinted, had non-tinted windows, appeared to be a 2018 or 2019 model, and enhanced imaging was used to decipher the license plate number. Law enforcement officials also received a bunch of tips from the public. There was, I believe, a $500,000 reward had been offered as well. So I'm not exactly sure how that, you know, who, if anybody actually got the award, but they finally arrested this couple. And crazy in terms of this is on a highway with people driving 65 plus miles an hour that they were able to figure that out. Now, what though is very intriguing is the pictures of Harris. Now, I wrote a little piece on this. It's on my Twitter. It's on my Facebook. But I looked at his Instagram, and it is an Instagram. I mean, you know, just looks like a normal guy. Just, you know, posing, doing selfies at work. I think he was a mechanic. In fact, people at work, I believe, said that just a regular guy. No violence, no, you know, not much of, I guess, no red flags that we're being told of now. You know, obviously people come out going, well, you know, he did do this and he did say this. But just looks like a normal guy doing selfies at work. But that's not the same guy or the same picture we see of his mugshot or the hearing. If you look at Harris, his eyes are very wide. You see the whites completely all around, circumferentially, as opposed to the lids relaxing and, you know, covering part of the white of the eye, and you still see the iris and all that. You could see practically the whole eyeball. I mean, the front of the eyeball. Well, that's called proptosis. So when you see something like that, yeah, you might think maybe methamphetamine use or something like that, but in medicine, you think that could be exophthalmos or proptosis due to hyperthyroid. Now, hyperthyroid is a condition that a lot of people have. I think 1 in 200 people get it. Graves, you'll hear Graves and hyperthyroid, and I'm not saying Harris has it, but based on his mugshot and hearing, I mean, the eyes are just so wide. I think Adam Lanza also had a similar look. You start to wonder if there's an underlying thyroid condition. And hyperthyroid could cause mood issues, aggression, anger. It could also cause people to have insomnia, lose weight. And so I just kind of wonder if you have somebody who's never had a criminal record, and I could be wrong. If you guys know anything more about this character, you know, and he's obviously a piece of work for doing what he did, shooting at a random car on the highway and killing a kid, he should be put away in jail. But I just find it odd that somebody with no criminal history will all of a sudden turn into an alleged murderer. And when I take a look at the picture, I'm like, did he have a thyroid disorder? And how many people out there have underlying thyroid disorders? My issue as a doctor, or as a radio host, or as a mom, or as a business owner, is why do we have people, commit such heinous crimes? Why do we have somebody who's a human, who works with others, keeps a job? How do we go from that to killing somebody, to firing bullets My issue is people are getting set off, whether they're students, whether they're, you know, they go into, like the Valentine's Day shooting at the Florida school, or Adam Lanza at Sandy Hook. I mean, something is happening where people just choose that they're going to become a killer. I mean, they might not tell them, say that, but they want, their animalistic instincts charge. And it looks like this guy might have had a thyroid imbalance. So if you kind of look at his pictures, his eyes completely change. His hair also looks like it grew out pretty quickly for 1 year's worth of growth. And I get it. I get it. Many people, you know, didn't go and get haircuts during the pandemic. But the original picture was May 2020, so that I'm looking at. So in May 2020, it looks like he had his haircut. Maybe it was pulled back. But, you know, long growing hair, anxiety, bulging eyes, that could be a sign of hyperthyroid. And if somebody has undiagnosed hyperthyroid, then it could unfortunately get to the point where it causes aggression. So why is that? Well, high thyroid levels. So, you know, you have your... Okay, so thyroid controls a whole variety of things. Your thyroid is involved in your mood, involved in your heart, involved in cholesterol metabolism, everything. The thyroid is involved in so much, which is why if you have high blood pressure, we check your thyroid. If you have diabetes, we check your thyroid. If you have sexual dysfunction, we check your thyroid. If you have depression, we check your thyroid. Anxiety, high cholesterol, anemia, I mean anything. If you had a miscarriage, we check your thyroid. Your periods are off. You're gaining weight. You're losing weight. You've lost hair. We check your thyroid. The thyroid could be implicated in any of that. And it's a very delicate balance between the gland that sits in the front of your neck and signals from the pituitary and the brain. And based on the circulating thyroid levels, your brain will then send signals to stimulate the thyroid, a thyroid-stimulating hormone. Which is why some of you, when you call about your labs, you say you don't understand why you're diagnosed with high thyroid when your TSH was low. Well, TSH is your thyroid-stimulating hormone. If you have so much circulating thyroid because your gland is overactive, then the brain signal tries to shut down because it doesn't want to signal the thyroid to work. It's like a feedback mechanism. So it's an inverse relationship. Your TSH will be super low if you have high thyroid. Contrary, the opposite. Conversely, if you have barely any thyroid hormone circulating, your brain picks up on that, and your TSH is going to be high because the brain is going to try to yell at that thyroid to wake up and make more hormone. So high TSH means you're low thyroid, low TSH means you're high thyroid, and that's why there's that inverse relationship. But there was a paper that was done last year, and it parallels what many of us already know, that high T3 and T4 thyroid levels and the presence of a toxic goiter or a thyroid that's overproducing hormone has been associated with aggression-related crime. Apparently, they looked at 208 male volunteers who were imprisoned, and a control group included 82 male volunteers who were not imprisoned, and the prisoners seemed to have higher levels of thyroid. And so it was kind of fascinating that, you know, this is something that could be very easily picked up. So as we're trying to figure out who the next killer could be and stop it, you know, I really urge people getting their thyroid checked. And if you see anybody with bulging eyes, tell them to get their thyroid checked without them attacking you, of course. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mitch McConnell is disappointed that President Biden pulled the plug on bipartisan negotiations on a sweeping infrastructure upgrade.
They met and exceeded the president's own threshold demands. And then they were left at the table.
Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Senate Republican leader suggested Biden is listening to the demands of radical progressives. Half of Americans over the age of 12 are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. That's more than 140 million people, according to the CDC. This comes after kids as young as 12 became eligible last month and the Pfizer vaccine was made available to them. President Biden will touch down in the UK later today on his first overseas trip since he took office. He's set to attend both the G7 and NATO summits, along with the US-EU summit. You're listening to USA Radio News. The rise of the COVID-19 Delta variant in the UK has sparked fears of a new wave of the virus and could endanger plans for a full reopening of society this month, despite one of the world's most successful vaccination campaigns. Dr. Ashish Jha is the dean of Brown University's School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show why we need to keep our eye on this new variant.
It is by far the most contagious variant of this virus that we have seen throughout the whole pandemic. It's what has caused the huge spikes in India. It's causing serious increase in cases in the UK, despite the fact that they're very vaccinated. So it really is a problem. The good news is our vaccines seem to be holding up quite well, but the contagiousness and potentially the lethality of this virus, that's really what's concerning many of us.
A new poll from creditcard.com found that 44% of people surveyed say they're willing to go into debt to treat themselves to a post-pandemic spending spree. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our listeners wants to be anonymous, which is totally fine. I can't wait, though, for you guys to call in. It really helps when we hear your voice. But apparently he keeps showing up negative when he donates blood for COVID. But he's had COVID twice. Now, I would really suggest if you have tests that show your COVID, that you were COVID positive and your antibodies are negative, I would publish that, or I would you know, send that to the CDC. I think we are having some issues with either our testing or issues with our natural immunity. And we have another email asking, why do people that have had COVID have to get
with a vaccine? And we talk about this often because it's a very common question, and we have new listeners, and I love that we have new listeners tuning in. So if I ever sound redundant, that's totally fine because it's a topic that keeps coming up and people keep asking. But let's deal with the first question. Let me just answer the first one. Why do people who have had COVID forced to get a vaccine? You know, and I know the Methodist Hospital in Houston has had some controversy, and employees have been suspended for not, you know, getting vaccinated, etc. And it's because we've been told that the natural immunity, there's a couple of reasons for this. We're being told that the natural immunity to COVID that you would get from a COVID infection, even though there's some debate that it could last 2 months, 6 months, maybe longer, we're being told is not enough. And that the vaccine will give you stronger immunity, as some people can get COVID twice, natural COVID twice. Actually, some people get COVID even after they've been vaccinated. So because we don't trust natural immunity to be strong enough, we're told that it's better to get your immunity from the vaccine, whether you had it or not. You know, originally when the vaccine rollout happened and there wasn't enough vaccine for everybody in the early days, right, of 6 months ago, people said, look, I've had it already. You take a shot. And the government said, look, nobody has to, you know, triage based on if they've had COVID or not. We want everybody getting this. And I think another reason why the U.S. government took that stand, too, is they wanted the control of the documentation. They wanted, you know, if somebody said, look, I didn't have to get the vaccine because I had it already, well, then, you know, show us your test. Well, no, the doctor didn't do a test because there weren't enough tests at the time. So he said, based on my symptoms. And then how do you go back and prove? So when the government wanted to make sure that everybody, you know, or we were reaching that herd immunity, as many people as possible were getting it, they couldn't just take people's words for it if they had COVID or not. So one is that the immunity might not be strong enough, the natural immunity. And then number two is the variants. If you had wild-type COVID in February of 2020, that doesn't necessarily mean you'll be immune to the India Delta variant now in June of 2021. Okay? So, yeah. And I know some of you disagree with that. I'm just telling you what the thinking is from health officials and CDC, etc. Next, why then are the antibodies, which might answer the next question, why is this person's antibodies negative after having COVID twice? Well, there's a few reasons for that. Number one is maybe, again, the natural immunity wasn't strong enough. You had COVID, you didn't build up enough antibodies to either trigger the test or keep the test positive or show that the test is positive. So it could have just been you didn't provide that kind. It didn't hit you to the degree or stimulate your immune system to the point that it could make that much of an immune system. Number two is maybe the tests were wrong. Your antibody test could have been wrong. The antigen test saying you had COVID could have been wrong. So, but it is frustrating when you had COVID, you were told you had COVID, you were diagnosed with COVID, you were tested for COVID, and you don't have the antibodies. I get that. It's frustrating. So when some of you question if you're being fed BS, like the bat pangolin theory in the Wuhan market, which Oxford scientists debunked, you know, I don't know if people are so much snowing us in terms of the immunity as much as I've seen myself people who were positive not have antibodies. And the only way I could explain that is the antibodies wore off or they didn't make enough. Now, the way a virus makes antibodies is your antibody system, your cells, your immune cells, see the virus. As they try to fight the virus, they stimulate antibody production
so that hopefully that virus doesn't come back. Now, it's supposed to work where anytime you're sick, right, you have plenty of cells that not only help you fight, but can stimulate other cells to make your antibodies. And maybe for some people with COVID, it's so overwhelming that the immune system can't do what it wants to do. I don't know. You know, that is something that nobody's really, really talking about, that people are kind of questioning. You know, they're like, I don't understand that. If you make antibodies to chicken pox, if you know, why not this? And all we could think is, well, maybe it's like the flu. Yeah, where you get sick, you get over it, maybe you have antibodies for a short period of time for that strain, but then it just doesn't work for the next one. So because of this, this is why, be prepared, you're going to have to get a booster. And the booster, I think, is going to be another cluster and a half because, sorry, just because you have many people that don't want the original shot, and then if they don't go and get the booster, and the booster is going to be a very highly anticipated vaccine from us healthcare professionals because we don't like these variants. And as I've told you before, I don't trust that the variant is a 100% natural phenomenon. We talked about the difference between variants, mutants, things like that. You could have a mutation, and that mutation could make the virus dead, it could make the virus weak, or allow the virus to propagate and have virus progeny and become a new strain. So we have a lot of variants out there, a lot of them. Some made in California, one made in California, one made in Columbus, Ohio, one made in Texas, one made in India, one made in the UK, which is now the dominant one, and Dr. Fauci thinks the Delta India one is also going to pervade. You have a variant in Brazil. So the Alpha one, we're not supposed to call them by the country, so Alpha is the originally called UK one. Beta is the South Africa one. Gamma is the Brazilian one. The only reason I remember that is Gamma, Brazilian Games, the real games. South Africa's below the equator. So, yeah. South African variant, then the India, New Delhi, D, Delta. So India is the Delta one. And then there's a whole variety of others. So, you know, these variants are pretty strong. In fact, we are being told, there are experts saying that the Delta variant is by far the most contagious variant of the virus. This is according to Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Brown University of Public Health, tells Today that the Delta variant is by far the most contagious variant of the virus we've seen throughout the whole pandemic. But he says people vaccinated should pretty much be protected, but it's the large pockets of Americans who are unvaccinated that could have an issue. He's also doubting we'll be able to hit the goal that Biden wants us to hit in terms of 70% by July 4th. That's why we're seeing all this marijuana giveaways and beer giveaway and fishing license giveaway and college education giveaway. So, yeah. All right. Hope that answers those questions. Keep the questions coming. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we need to be very, very honest with this next segment. We need to be very honest with ourselves. It's always difficult to do when you assess your relationship, but we need to talk about sick of spouse syndrome. Now, how many of us throughout this COVID pandemic got sick of our spouse? Okay. How many of our spouses got sick of us? I only have one spouse, but if he was in this room, he would probably be like, I'm so sick of Dahlia. That's probably what Corey would say. So sick of spouse syndrome. unfortunately, is one of the barometers that people use when they consider getting a divorce. And people got sick of their spouses during the pandemic. And there are many people that feel vulnerable that they could get divorced soon because their spouse is going back to work. There's going to be people flirting with your spouse. That spouse is going to get to be around other people. That's not you. And if there's somebody that just kind of strokes them the right way in terms of ego, in terms of making them feel good, they might leave you. So an issue that some people are having with going back to work is not wanting to be vulnerable when somebody goes back and gets to have those little flirtations and dalliances or whatever that some people might innocently engage in that could unfortunately really, really hurt a marriage. So you hear the term gray divorce, people divorcing after 20 plus years of marriage. So that's a term also you're going to hear. But sick of spouse syndrome, I think, is something a little bit more broad. And in fact, people who have been married 5 years to somebody, they get sick of their spouse. Now, that's okay. It's okay to get sick of your spouse. Right? If my husband, I don't think he would admit it to me, but if anybody asked my husband, honestly, and it would never get back to Dahlia, if you get sick of her, I'm sure he'll say yes. I mean, first, I sing the same song. I don't sing a variety. I do sing a variety of music. I'll sing the blues. I'll sing some jazz. I'll sing rap. Sing some 50s, some barbershop quartet. I'll try to do all, right, four voices. You know, sweet Adeline. I don't know what I would do, but anyway, it's got to annoy him. But for the most part, when I'm in the shower, for some reason I sing the same, I think the same two songs. In the shower, you have the best acoustics. So if I'm going to sing the Star Spangled Banner, right, if I ever want to sing the Star Spangled Banner for the Golden Knights, okay, the only way I'll be able to do it is if I sound the same way as the shower. You know? Oh, say does that sauce mingle? And then you could just really make it loud and amazing in the shower. I can't do it here. And then I also like to sing that song. I don't know the words to it. La, 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 la. We are young. And I sing that over and over again. He's got to be sick of me. I also wear the same thing to bed. I wear the same jersey, the sports jersey, the Raiders. It's really comfortable. I wear that same thing to bed. I have worn it now for, I think, 2 years straight. I wash it. It's comfortable, but it's not very sexy because it's a dude's shirt. But it's so comfortable. It's so soft. It feels cool, you know, because I'm perimenopausal. So I wear that and his boxers. He's got to get sick of that. Right? I cook pretty much the same way, right? Obviously, not a lot of variety in bed. And so, it's got to wear on him. I mean, he's got to get sick of me. Yeah, he doesn't get the variety of women and, hi, how are you? I mean, when he comes home, it's, do I go, hi, baby, you know, how are you? I try. You know, like, I'll call him up, I'm like, how you be? You know, I'll try to, you know, change it up a little bit, but for the most part, it's the same conversations we've had for 24 years. Now, hopefully you're with somebody where you like the conversations. I like the conversations. When he comes home, and he's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, sup? That works for me. I don't know if it works for him. I hope it does, but it works for me. So, unfortunately, though, there's days, I have it, you have it probably, where you just get sick of each other. You know, you're like, you know, I just don't want to have the same conversation with you. You know, or I don't want to hear the burps or the farts or whatever, or the snoring. And sometimes there are some days where it's like, you know, I'm done. You know, Dahlia, crack open a window. I don't know, whatever he's thinking. And so, you know, this sick of spouse syndrome is actually an easy fix. All right, what a lot of people don't realize is we do get sick of each other. How many friends, right, have you hung out with? And after a while, you're like, all right, 2-3 days, we're done. You know, every now and then I go out of state with a good friend of mine, and I love him to death. He's great. You know, but after 3 days or 4 days of a conference, I could see that we're just kind of like, okay, we've said everything we've had to say. All right, let's just, you know, let's not just talk to talk, okay? We solved everything. Let's just go to sleep, you know, on the plane or whatever. And that rarely happens, but I've noticed that when you're around somebody so often that after a while it's like you need a little break. So then take a break. Sick of spouse syndrome does not necessarily mean you need to divorce. And a lot of people feel like they have to. They go, well, I really don't like her voice. I don't like her nagging. I don't like her conversations. Well, that's a simple fix. Change it up. Oh, I can't tell her that. Actually, you can. And if you can't, per se, then get into therapy. Because the therapist will. The therapist will say, how many times are you talking about his mother? You know, do you think you're a repeater? Do you think it's getting a little repetitive? I know it's not a fun conversation. Change it up a little bit. Talk about boobies. Talk about a bra. You got to just change it up. Get a pet. Getting a pet. Now, I'm not saying get a pet to save your marriage. If your marriage is dying, then, you know, but if the only issue you have is you guys are kind of getting a little tired of each other because you guys have spent months working at home, then get some separation. Find a job. Go work away from home. Work away from your spouse. You'll miss them when you come home. You know, Corey and I worked together for years when I had my medical office. And I was so busy that we didn't really fight. And we actually got along for a while. And then at one point, it was a little too much. And I think where it was too much is I was so busy that I wanted more help, and so I wanted more from him. And nobody really wants to work with their wife, okay? It's just because she already nags enough at home. The last thing you need, because work is an escape, the last thing you need is nagging at work. So I get that. And I noticed our relationship improved so much when I didn't work next to him. Now, I see him every day. I see him all the time. But because we don't work together and have that sort of communication, there's not much reason to nag. You know, one reason why kids' relationships improve so much with their parents is because they move out. It's because they aren't in that position where mom is telling them what to do. If the kid comes over and he doesn't live with you, it's going to be a lot harder for you to yell at them to do the dishes. Because they don't live there anymore. So now you don't yell at them to do the dishes. I am, because they hopefully have a spouse who doesn't like the toilet seat up. You don't have to yell at them to put the toilet seat down. So what I'm trying to say is, if any of you guys are contemplating divorce, and it's just because you're sick of each other, then it's very easy to take little day breaks. Okay? Maybe even go away for a weekend. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on.
My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.